This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to let you distract the world from Fade the Dibbers in a three-game losing streak.
I haven't lost three in a row.
You're about to.
No,
you're
about
to.
The pick is in.
I don't even know what your pick is.
Oh, the pick is in and the pick is obvious. One is the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Oh, when he says Wesley that, people, Hoagland. I want everybody to get out of paper and pen. Because when he says that, I could not be more excited to go the other direction.
You won't.
Oh, I will.
This one's easy. Well,
all right.
I don't want to give it away.
No.
Shout out Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away. Give it away, give it away.
Why don't you want to give it away? If we're going to go this deep into it, then let's just do it.
Then play that.
If the pick is in, put the damn pick in.
It's time for...
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick's me.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Well, the NFC East is getting together tonight on a Thursday night at the top of the division with 7-2 versus 7-3. A big showdown that absolutely affects the 49ers and their playoff positioning. We'll talk more about that in a second, but here we go. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders will be getting together, and the number is 3.5 in favor of those Eagles.
Yeah.
Dan?
Well, to me, it comes down to just one question, and it has to do with Washington, and it just is how you perceive the Commanders. Overvalued? Overrated? Or are they the real deal? And when I think about Washington this year, I would lean toward overvalued and a little bit of overrated. I think that they're a good team, uh-huh. But I also think that many people, you at the foremost part of this, mm-hmm. as a hater, are undervaluing Philadelphia. The biggest problem with Philadelphia is their head coach. And I know that that's a concern in any game because he's found a way to muck it up mm-hmm. with an M.
Yep.
Although you could use the F instead of the M if you wanted to. I won't. I like my job. This is one of those tough ones because if Philadelphia is going to lose this game, it's probably because of that Nick with an N.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a D if you wanted. I won't because I like my job. For me, when push comes to shove, Washington is overrated. Steiny voice. I'm taking the Eagles and laying the 3.5 cuckoosh. And I knew you'd like it.
Yeah!
You are in your essence, you're a Philadelphia Eagles hater.
Yes.
Take the Eagles, lay the 3.5.
I was so excited to hear.
Excuse me.
And I already knew.
Hold on.
No, you're going to do it 87 times. Why is it not okay for me to interrupt one of them? You're going to do it for the rest of the show.
Cuckoosh.
There you go.
Thank you. I just needed to have a clean cuckoosh. It's the Eagles 27, Washington 23. Cuckoosh.
Okay, now, I do want to throw out one qualification sensation.
You can't.
I can. Because
you're trying to split the baby.
I'm not trying to split the baby. I'm telling you where
the pick is in.
And I'm fading.
Of course you are, because you hate Philadelphia.
I'm telling you this right now. Every other book I've looked at tonight, other than the one that you guys use,
we all use it,
has the number at 4.
Okay.
I bet it at 4. I did it about 10 hours ago.
Right.
So what I don't want is tomorrow, if you come in here and it is 27-23, I ain't taking your L. I'm betting it at 4.
Whatever.
So for the,
I'm not worried about you.
I know you're not, but listen.
Fade the Dibber is fade the Dibber. It's not ride the Willard, which would be awkward. We'd be back to that goat thing again.
It's the same damn thing if I'm fading. So I'm fading, and I want y'all to fade with me, but I'd like you to go find a book that can get you 4, because I think that's an important number here.
It is, but sports gambling is illegal in California, so I want to make sure that we're clear about that.
Well, then call your buddy who lives in Jersey.
Okay.
Whatever.
Just want to make sure that we're not out here violating rules and laws, because you know me, I'm a law abider.
Oh, God.
Through and through.
Commanders plus 4. That's the pick.
Eagles minus 3.5 cuckoo.
And that's fine. That's fine. That's
the pick
your
is in.
That's your pick. I'm just telling you, I'm fading with a qualifier. I want the extra half point, and I think that all of you wonderful people out there can find it.
The fact that you need the extra half point is both sad and pathetic.
No, it's not. It's betting. It's gambling. Well, I want my half point. That's a big half point. That's a huge half point.
Well, I'm happy to not have to give that half point in case my prediction is true, 27-23.
Which is rare.
Which is a win.
It's rare.
It's rare that I get the score absolutely right.
It's rare that you win.
I'm only 2 below 500. It's not that rare. Rare would be if I was 7-24.
No.
That would be rare.
It's unlikely.
Understand the definition of rare.
Listen, I'm going to state it the way.
Let's be fair about rare.
Listen, you have gotten lucky on many of the picks that you've gotten
right. And I've also gotten unlucky on a few picks as well.
Disagree. But anyway, I love the Commanders tonight in this situation. Especially with the points, and especially seeing that a lot of the money today is coming in on Philadelphia. I love it. Absolutely love it. We're going to get a good look at these teams tonight. Now, here's the other thing that's interesting about it. If I'm a Niner fan, and I am, and I'm looking at this simply through that prism, I probably want the Eagles to win.
Yeah, because then Washington would be 7-4.
Washington would
Eagles
get their fourth
would be 8-2.
Yes. Now,
I get that.
Now,
but
neither of them are on your schedule this year, so you're not going to get a chance to do the head-to-head thing. But I want to challenge something that I feel like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you've been saying for the better part of 3 to 4 weeks.
Or longer.
That the wild card is kind of off the table for the 49ers.
Yes.
I reject that.
Yeah, okay.
Why do you think that the wild card is off the table?
Because I look at the teams right now who are in the wild card lead, and it's Washington with 7, Minnesota with 7, and
Green Bay
with
6. Yes.
Wins. So you're already a full game behind Green Bay. You get to play them. You are 2 behind Minnesota. They beat you.
Sure.
And you don't play Washington or Philly, who has 7. So for me, it looks like 11 wins is where the wild card line will be drawn. And I haven't gone through all the schedule permutations of every team, but based on where these teams are, it feels like 11-6 will be the line, and maybe it's 10-7. And if the Niners get to 10-7, then they're in a conversation. But unless you beat Green Bay, you would lose that conversation. You lose the Minnesota conversation, and conference record, you're 3-3. And right now, that is the number one tiebreaker for wildcard teams outside of head to head. And Washington and Philly are better than you. Minnesota's better than you. And those are, to me, things that make me think about a 10-7 Niner team not being a wild card.
You may be right, but I'm here to tell you it's not off the table. First of all, the Commanders, like, looking only at the win column is a little bit misleading because Washington has not had their bye yet. That's a week 14 bye. So to say that they have 7 and the Niners only have 5 is accurate, but the Niners haven't really had a chance to match that. In theory, they have the opportunity to only be a game back of Washington. And in fact, if the Eagles win tonight and the Niners win on Sunday, the Niners are only a half game back and they would have one more game to play. So in theory, they could tie Washington up just like that. Like, that is within their power if Washington were to lose tonight. the way I look at the wild card structure, and you just mentioned it, they play Green Bay next week. They're allowed to win. I looked it up.
Of course.
They're allowed to win that game. So
they're allowed to run the table. They're also allowed to lose all the games.
Yes, if they run the table, they're going to win the division. But
the Commanders' schedule is pretty weak after the Eagles. They've got the Cowboys twice. They've got the Saints on the road and the Titans.
They got the Eagles again also.
They do, but you've got the Saints who have fired their coach and have largely waved the white flag. The Titans are terrible, and you've got the Cowboys twice with Trey Lance by the time you get to the end of the season?
Sure. No, so, listen, this is part of what I've been telling you all year long is that I think Washington is definitely a playoff team. I think that they're in a good spot tonight. However, Philadelphia is good. I just never think they're what they're cracked up to be.
Yeah.
But they're not awful. I mean, they're 7-2. They've won 5 games in a row. But here's kind of the way I look at it. Yes, Minnesota is 7-2, and they've got a game in hand on the 49ers because of tiebreaker. Even though I look at them right now, and I don't see a team that's playing very well. That's Minnesota. That's them in this moment. I think they've already peaked. I think that 5-0 start was a little bit misleading, but yes, it's a playoff team. I also think Green Bay is definitely a playoff team. However, the Niners can match them and have the tiebreaker on them by simply winning next week at Lambeau Field. Not saying that's easy. It's super hard, but it's allowed and it's doable.
Yep.
I wonder, by the way, quick aside, in this moment, I know we got games to play this weekend, but if that game were tomorrow, who's favored?
Green Bay hosting the Niners?
Yeah.
The Niners.
You think?
Be probably one Ooh. Point either the way.
Yeah.
Well, I look at a lot of the metrics, and you know, I'm a big fan of DVOA, defense adjusted value over average, and that stat, which is every play adjusted for defense and situation, that stat loves the Niners. Niners, I think, are still number five in football in DVOA. Green Bay's good, and I also think that if you want to like go straight up matchups, their quarterback, he's getting healthy, and I still think that Brock is better. And I look at Green Bay and their defense. I don't think that their defense is that terrific.
Nothing special. Yeah,
it's a pretty even matchup, I think. And you know, the Niners have, in my eyes, the coaching advantage in that matchup.
Hang on, let me look at. Are we close enough to get a weather report? It's about 10 days out, right?
Should be, yeah.
About 10 days out?
Yeah, no doubt.
Let me see if I can do, hold on. This is Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then we got to do the whole, the look ahead here.
So what, Sunday the 24th?
Yeah.
Correct.
He's doing his Natalie Merchant here about the weather.
Partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy, and like a 12% chance of precipitation. So, no problem. Win the game.
Well,
no snow.
And you know that if it is wet, then
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, exactly. You might as well go to the backup because Brock Purdy.
I'm sorry. Did Brock Purdy and Jordan Love not play one another in the rain earlier this year?
And you
I'm
got
not insulting Brock Purdy.
And you got sunned by Greg Cosell on your bad weather question.
Oh, there was, by the way, the upset of all upsets.
Yeah.
In today's matchup between Greg and Dan.
Did I get the win?
I lost. So. I don't know. I don't know who won between you and Greg, but I know that I lost.
That's tough.
He didn't like my Nick Bosa.
No.
And he didn't like my weather question. I'd ask him again, though. I still think Nick Bosa looked awful last week. You can tell me he's the same guy. You can tell me that Baker Mayfield got rid of the ball real quick. I can tell you that I saw somebody that wasn't getting by his man. And he's Nick Bosa. I don't think he looked like himself last week.
I think that he was.
I'm allowed to have that opinion.
You sure can. Yeah. And, you know, I like to go to the PFF numbers on these things. And I look at the PFF numbers from Nick Bosa, and he was a 65.4, which is not great.
That's
by
low
Nick standards.
For him. Yeah. Yes, yes.
He was the sixth highest rated Niner on defense. He was one click above Grandy's hater target, Devondre Campbell.
Oh.
Who's been playing much better, and I'm still waiting.
I haven't hated on him for a while.
Well, he's been playing much better.
But you haven't praised him, and that is...
You get to praise him like you should.
Thank you, and that to me is a little bit of a disappointing part of Mark Grandy's game.
If I don't mention him during grades, it's because he didn't do anything terrible.
Right.
That sounds like a compliment in and of itself.
It's not only in grades, because you know I listen to Overtime, and I listen to the Football Hour. I'm a huge Grandy acolyte, and I'm still waiting for those times when... You say, you know what? Devondre Campbell's actually playing some good football.
I think if you were actually a huge Grandy acolyte, you would just take his content in and not tell him what to say.
I'm not telling him what to say. I'm expressing my disappointment in what I hear him not say.
All right.
I'm not telling him what to say. He doesn't have to point out that for the last three games, he has gotten gradually better, and he's been not only not a negative, but quietly a bit of a positive on this defense. You don't have to mention that. I can be disappointed, though, that you don't.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to be disappointed,
Grandy,
am I not?
I'm not disappointed at all. I don't think that when someone is a, quote, a bit of a positive, that's something that we should go on and on about on the radio. Just
stand on it.
Stand on what you say.
Stand on what you do.
There you go.
You should, when you go out of your way to bury him. Week four against New England, PFF grade 40.5, buryable. Then 51.5, 57, 60.7, 62.5, 64.4. You wouldn't hear that, though, from him.
Yeah. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, thank you, Grandy. I have
the look-ahead line, by the way, for the Packer game. That's coming up.
We're getting off topic. I was right. Nick Bosa wasn't very good last week.
Well, you should have said that to Greg Cosell.
I did.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
I stood on what I said.
You did not.
I stood on what you do. I told him. I circled back and I said, look, Greg, you can say they got rid of the ball. My eyes told me Nick didn't look like himself. Greg kind of took it as if I was saying Nick's like not a good player now because he was 2 weeks ago. No, Nick is Nick. He's one of the best pass rushers in the game.
Yep.
I don't believe he looked like himself last weekend against Tampa Bay.
And that's fair. And according to PFF, and again, all you PFF haters,
yes,
you can take this for however you want to take it, but it is a metric, as we always say. He's played 9 games this year, and his 65.4 rating is his ninth highest.
So never mind.
He was a 69.9 against the Rams.
Never mind. I'm not taking the L. Greg gets the L. I was right. Nick Bosa looked like crap last week compared to his normal self.
The real takeaway is I get the W because he continually agreed with my incredibly astute analysis. And you don't like to acknowledge it because I eat tape like he eats tape.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have the look-ahead line if you want before we close the door on
this.
We're
not closing any doors. I'd love to hear the look-ahead line.
What do you think it is? It's this is from covers.com, week 12, Niners at Packers.
And you're sure this wasn't the preseason look ahead?
No, I'm looking at it from covers.com, posted yesterday by Jason Logan, senior betting analyst. It's time to play my favorite game. Guess that look ahead line.
I go Niners by 1.5. Maybe 2.
Oh, man.
Niners by 2.
To see that. Sorry to hear it. Thank you for playing. You'll get a box of Rice-A-Roni and a copy of our home game. Packers by 1.5.
There you go.
There you go.
Packers are favored.
Packers favored by 1.5. As of now, with an over-under of 48.
People are mad at the Niners. I don't like it.
Well,
they're disappointing. They are.
A little bit.
They are. Even when they win, they don't do what you think that they should be doing.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of gambling lines is just our perceptions. And you can say that we're a snooty fan base, and you're probably right. But the bottom line is almost every week you walk away from a Niner game, whether they won or not, and you're like, good Lord, what were you doing?
Right.
Right. And I actually think that's fair. It's not to say that you're a bad football team or, you know, remember that whole conversation about an embarrassing win? It's not that either. It's simply a matter of, you let other teams hang around longer than they should. You almost cough things up. Sometimes you do. And even when you don't, you almost do. And it's uncomfortable. Their last two football games with a bye week squeezed in between, both had fourth quarters get very uncomfortable when there had no business being like that.
Yeah.
None.
And same thing with the Seattle game.
Yeah.
And we were talking off the air about how that game went, and you get the kickoff to start the second half, and you get a 10-yard pass to Kittle to go up 23-3 over Seattle, and you were dominant throughout the half, and you're thinking, okay, Ottoman game. What are we doing for the rest of this? And then LaVisca Chenault.
Chenault
goes 97 yards to his house, and all of a sudden it's a ball game, and then you punt, and you punt again, and they score, and oh my God, here we go again.
So back to the issue at hand.
Let's do it.
The wild card is still totally on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the table, because let's just play a couple scenarios. Let's say the Eagles win tonight, the Commanders fall to 7-4, 49ers win this weekend, they're 6-4. And the Commanders will still have a bye week coming up 4 weeks from now. I'm actually bummed about it because it's the last week of the fantasy regular season, and Jaden Daniels is one of my quarterbacks on one of my fantasy teams. So anyway, that's coming. It's looming. That's why I know this. But if I say the Lions, let's say they win the NFC North, and let's say that Minnesota at 7-2 is also going to be the owner of a playoff team. And actually, let me go ahead and give one to Green Bay too. All three of them, they're in. Okay, that leaves one wild card spot. And I would argue whoever loses between the Eagles and Commanders and whoever loses between the Cardinals and the 49ers, that's one spot for two teams, and one of them's going to get it. And the 49ers absolutely could get it. And by the way, I shouldn't even be giving a spot to Green Bay yet, because the 49ers could be ahead of them in as soon as 10 days in the standings. So I look at it as, because I think Detroit is definitely in, and then again, I don't know who wins tonight. I actually very well think it might be Washington, but whoever wins the East, they're going to do their thing, and let's pretend Detroit does their thing. Then I think there's three wild card spots for four teams. And just as an example, Washington, Minnesota, Green Bay, and then the loser of the San Francisco-Arizona race. Three spots, four teams. The Niners are in that bucket still,
very much so. And I'm looking at NFL.com, and they ran simulations courtesy of Next Gen Stats.
You know what those are.
It's a simulation sensation is what it is, Mark, with a K. And thank you, Mark, with a C, for cashing that out. Right now, the Lions have a greater than 99% chance. Eagles are at 92. This is just to make the playoffs.
Okay.
The Vikings are at 92.
Okay.
Falcons, 81. And then you get to the Commanders at 77, the Packers at 72, the Cardinals, 59, the Niners also at 59.
59.
And then you get to the Rams, Seahawks, and the Bucks are actually 39%, division only. Rams and Seahawks are about 10, so it really is, you know, Niners in Arizona. But you're right about, you know, them maybe being able to pick off the other team in the North.
It's possible. And yeah. And we're also sitting here today with what we don't know. One of these teams could have a quarterback break a leg.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Like, there is so much football left. We're barely past the halfway point. And so anything could happen to one of these teams. But I do think this four-game win streak from the Arizona Cardinals was unexpected. And it has changed those analytics that you just read, those percentages. Because it's 2 weeks ago, it was like the Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks are all like 25%, and the Niners are at like 70. Because everyone's like, well, the Niners will win that division. And the Niners haven't lost a game since that happened. But what's different? Why did the percentages change? Well, the Cardinals rolled through four games. Let's be real. No real good teams in there. But except for the Chargers. They beat the Chargers. And that was like one eyebrow up, but that only got them to 3-4. Then they go to Miami and win on a last-second field goal. Chicago and the Jets, bad football teams, but they beat them handily. Like, you want to have an interesting, like, dive off into stats? Go look at Kyler Murray's season. Remember at the beginning of the year when we're like, is he good? He's good. He looks to me like a player who has grown, for sure. Now, their schedule gets more interesting real soon. They're off this week. Then they got to go to Seattle and go to Minnesota, back-to-back weeks. And then Seattle comes to them. Now, if they lose those two in a row, those are tough road trips. If they lose both of those and they're 6-6 in 3 weeks, different conversation. But if they even win one of them, they're going to pop out of all that with back-to-back games against the Patriots and the Panthers. And I'll tell you right now, the Cardinals winning double-digit games is very much on the table.
Yeah.
It is on the table.
And that's the beauty of being a last-place team and then going in and having that last-place schedule. You get a great advantage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.